And so the first question is, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? What matters most? What matters least? What are the things that actually matter? And what am I made for? And so to address that, you might call this human Christian anthropology, the study of who and what we are. To address that, we go to the book of Genesis, and we see, have you ever read Genesis chapter 1, like, since you were a kid? You know, like, and you read this and you think, boy, what is this telling us? Because I think with all of our modern science, we want to read everything like it's a science book. Genesis wasn't written as a science book. It's not trying to tell us how the earth came into being or when. How old is the earth? That's not what it's trying to tell you. But it is trying to tell us who and why. Who's telling the story? Who are you? Who made the earth? Who made you? And why? You know, why did God make you? So God creates in the story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created light and darkness. And then after each day, he says, God saw that it was good. Then he's got dry land and water, and he says that it was good. He makes the moon and the stars and all the celestial bodies, and it's good. And he makes the fish and the birds, and he says, it's good. And he makes the animals that move across the land and all the plants, and he says, it's good. I'm not necessarily giving these in the right order, but... And then we get, finally, I don't know, we come along in verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over all wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. God created man in his image. In the divine image, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And then God says, be fertile and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion. And at the end of this day, God says that it is very good. Which in English might sound like that cool of an upgrade. But when God looks at the sunset, he says, oh, that's good. When he looks at the mountains, he says, that's good. I made something good. When he looks at the vast galaxies in ways that perhaps only he can do, he says, it's good. When he looks at, I don't know, giraffes and bears, he says, it's good. But when he looks at you, he says, it's very good. And when you were conceived and when you were born, he looked at you and he said, it is very good. And the delight that the Father takes in you and in me must be our starting point to receive who and what we are. Because we come from him. And the Bible is not like other creation accounts. There are many stories of creation. This is the only ancient one that begins with the power of God just speaking something. It's more peaceful than all of the others. The earth didn't get created through some war or some conflict. You know, and some dragon died, and that's why the ocean is this shape, or there was some adversity between the gods or between God and man. It's just, there's peace. And we come from God. We're his idea. And so when God looks at us and says, very good, what he sees in us, it can be a mystery to us many times. And yet we're called to enter into that mystery. Because we receive ourselves in the love that others give us. And that's true just from like growing up, like as a little kid. I mean, this is just human psychology. You when you love your children, you teach them what they are. And they actually receive themselves through your love for them. They actually know who they are because they know they're lovable because you love them. Because you hug them and smile at them and you feed them and you're there for them. They know who they are. They won't actually know that they're lovable. They won't be able to receive themselves if you don't love them. Well, if someone doesn't love them. But, I mean, that's one of the graces that God has given you as parents. That's a powerful mystery. This is also true for us in our relationship with God. That we know that we are a someone and not just a something. We're made in God's image. That's something special. What does that mean? To be in God's image and likeness. Does it mean that we look like him? Like there's a family portrait, you know, you look like your dad or you look like your mom or you look like your grandma. I look just like my dad's dad. And in some ways that we want to say, oh, you're chip off the old block. My paternal grandfather was, I mean, the resemblance when I was in high school is absolutely uncanny. It's interesting. You look at two pictures of us, and if he hadn't been like a World War II pilot, you know, with like the grainy photos, I almost wonder, like, if I had dressed the right way and combed my hair the right way, we could have had a doppelganger going. But what does it mean that you're made in the Father's image and likeness? What do you as a man or as a woman reflect about the glory of God? And so one of the things that it means is that you're a someone and not a something. And that we receive when we are loved in relationship. Your kids, like I'm saying, you as a kid or your kids, as little as babies and infants and little children, they only know themselves in relationships because we're persons, which means we're made for relationships. And so we receive ourselves as being lovable and good and, you know, in the love of others. And if we don't know that through them, we don't know that. We can't give that to ourselves. So actually, what we're going to do a lot is just have time for a small group discussion at your tables. And I want to have you go ahead and dive into these two questions. What is the difference between being a someone and a something? And what is significant about me being made in God's image? Like, in what ways do we share in God and being in his image? What does that mean? If I don't know if the question is clear enough, but what does it mean that we're made in God's image? So go ahead and, I don't know, take a few minutes and just discuss at your tables these two questions.